My name is Jeremy Lutz, and I am the pastor of Outreach and Discipleship here. It's good to be here with you this morning. I have the privilege of opening up God's Word here in just a few minutes, but we will first read our text for this morning, and then we will go to God in prayer. So I would invite you to turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1. If you're using a pew Bible, you can turn to that on page 1036, page 1036. And as we say every week, if you don't have a Bible, or you have a friend, a family member that you know doesn't have a Bible, please take one. There's plenty of Bibles in the back, in behind the welcome desk, in the cafe. Please feel free to grab one. Those are free to take for your use if you need it, but also to get copies of God's Word into the hands of people who need to discover the grace and love of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so that would be awesome if you'd be willing to do that. But turn in your Bibles with me to Ephesians chapter 1. Ephesians chapter 1, and we will be reading verses 3 through 14. Verses 3 through 14. Hear the word of the Lord. Blessed is the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavens in Christ. For he chose us in him before the foundation of the world to be holy and blameless in love before him. He predestined us to be adopted as sons through Jesus Christ for himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of his glorious grace that he lavished on us in the beloved. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our trespasses, according to the riches of his grace that he richly poured out on us with all wisdom and understanding. He made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure that he purposed in Christ as a plan for the right time, to bring everything together in Christ, both things in heaven and things on earth in him. And in him we have also received an inheritance, because we were predestined according to the plan of the one who works out everything in agreement with the purpose of his will, so that we who had already put our hope in Christ might bring praise to his glory. In him you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and when you also believed, were sealed in him with the promised Holy Spirit. He is the down payment of our inheritance until the redemption of the possession to the praise of his glory. The word of the Lord. Let's pray. Father, you are the God from everlasting to everlasting. You're eternal, always existing. There's never been a time when you have not existed. And God, in your sight, 1,000 years are like a yesterday that passed by just like a few hours in the night. And so we recognize that there has never been any event that has occurred on the world stage that we have recorded in history books, or there's nothing that's happened in the mundane events of our everyday life that have not passed under your watchful eye. You know all things. You see all things. You're sovereign over all things. And for that, God, we give you all the praise and the honor due your name. As we're gathered here as your people today, ready to turn the page on another year, please teach us to number our days, so that we might gain a heart of wisdom. As a psalmist, we ask that you would please satisfy us in the morning with your faithful love, so that we may rejoice in all the days you give to us. By your grace, give us a greater desire to shout your praise, to share your love, to advance your kingdom here in Lawrence County, Western Pennsylvania, and across the globe for the places you have so graciously allowed us to partner with. Father, also as we reflect on the past year, we have so much as a church to be thankful for. First, we want to thank you for the many new members you have brought to this church family. Thank you that they have covenanted together with the rest of us to glorify you by making disciples who make disciples. Father, I ask that you would bless them, keep them, make your face shine upon them as they seek to grow in holiness and become more like our Savior. Father, we want to thank you for our elders and shepherds you have called to oversee us here at First Baptist Church. So thank you for Mike, for Keith, for Adam, for Gordon, for Eric, for Gary and Neil. Thank you for the labor they put forth for this church. Thank you for the love they have for you. And God, as your word commands us in Hebrews, help us to obey your leaders and submit to them because you have given them the task of watching over our souls. And I pray that our heart's posture in submitting to them would bring them great joy so that we may all grow in our love for you. Father, I want to thank you for my coworkers, the staff here at church, Scott, Trevor, Vicky, Christy, Jan, Sue, Robin, that all labor on a day-to-day basis, Lord, to advance your kingdom. And I pray that by your grace you would help us in the work you've assigned us to present everyone here mature in Christ. And oh, Father, how I thank you so much for every one of my brothers and sisters here in this church, that we are a blood-bought family, purchased by the blood of your Son. And it's no small thing, Lord, that we get to call each other brothers and sisters in Christ, because we are not brothers and sisters born of the flesh, but because we have been born again through repenting and believing in your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray for all of us as we turn the page in 2026, that you would help us to be more like your Son, that the fruit of the Spirit would be more evident in our lives as individuals and also as a church. God, you've been so good to us over this past year. Thank you for the people who have who have put their faith in your Son, Jesus Christ, for the first time and repented and believed. And God, as I said, we are a family here, and it is our desire to have our family grow. And so we humbly ask that in 2026, as the gospel goes forth from this pulpit, as the gospel goes forth from conversations at our workplaces, at our schools, around our dinner tables, at our gymnasiums, that you, God, by your grace would save some, and that we would see people here transferred from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of your Son. Oh God, how we ask for that. Father, we want to continue to pray for the City Rescue Mission, our mission of the month. We ask that you would please meet all their financial needs as they provide for the physical needs of the people that you have called them to serve and have brought into their ministry. But most of all, Lord, we ask that you would give them leaders who want to meet their greatest need, and that's to share the good news of the gospel of your Son, Jesus Christ. Please strengthen them, empower them, give them boldness to not lack in the calling you placed on their life, but give them the courage and strength to do that. God, we love you. We thank you for your goodness and graciousness and mercy that you show to us. We pray this all in your Son, Jesus' name. Amen.